If you don't mind, I'm not going to be long. I know many of you may be going to grandmother's house or something, but let's stand as we read the scripture. You probably can't see it in your Bibles. I am going to read Matthew chapter 2 and then verses 1 to 12. And Brother Vaught, I need a little more on here. I cannot hear myself. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. And then I'll make a few thoughts. I better put my phone up here so I see what time it is, okay? All right. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. It says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.' When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least of the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also.' When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way." Let's pray. Father, thank you for loving us, and thank you again for tonight. And Lord, I just pray you bless our few thoughts here as we think about Jesus Christ and Christmas and how we should respond. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. We know the story of the wise men well. They came to see Jesus. Now, I understand as I've looked at the story and studied it a little that they were not coming to see him really when he was in the manger. They were coming to see him when he was still young, and they came. What I want us to see in our message tonight as we look at these three men, and I am not going to go into a lot of detail here for sake of time, is how did they respond to the new king that was coming. And he was not going to be a physical king. He was a spiritual king. He was their Messiah. He was the Messiah of the Jews and really the Savior of all mankind if they will receive it. How did they respond to him? A lot of people enjoy Christmas who have no clue about what Christmas is really all about. People will sing the songs and they will think they'll sing the songs without ever thinking of the words. A few weeks ago, we went to a little I think it was the L.A. Choral group. They were singing Christmas songs, and as they all sat there, and I don't think. You know, I'm not saying many of them were Christians. It was not a church-type group. It was just a secular music thing, and they were singing the Christmas songs. And they sang, "God rest ye merry gentlemen." The words there, "God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray." How many people have sang that song and they don't even understand the truths that are contained within it? They don't understand the... By the way, if you look at many of our Christmas songs and you look at all the verses and you think about it, there's good doctrine taught in there. There's the real truth of Christmas in there, and yet most people don't understand or get it. But if we really understand Jesus Christ like these men did, how or what would be a proper response. Let me just give you a few of them in a couple minutes here. This is more of a devotion than a message, but I want us to get this. First of all, they responded by going to him. They sought him out, and they went after him. They had the star that they followed, but they were actively seeking the newborn Savior. We've seen the little thing that says, wise men seek him still. But I wonder how many of us that is really true. How many of us truly seek Jesus Christ? The Bible tells us, there's a several verses, Psalms 27, verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that I will seek after. And it talks about seeking after God and getting to know him. Isaiah 55, 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let me ask you, do you in your life, can you honestly say the desire of your life is to seek after God and really get to know him? Is that really the desire of your heart? You know, I say this often and it's true. You are as close to God as you choose to be. If you say, you know, 2018 was maybe not the best year for me, and I don't feel like I was as close to God as I would really like to be, let me encourage you with this. It's not God's issue, it's ours. And so if we'll make a step to seek and get close to him, he will get close to us. May we be like the wise men who sought after the baby Jesus, and may we seek him. They also responded by worshiping him. In verse 2, they said, and are come to worship him. And in verse 11, it says, when they found him, and they worshiped him. What is worship? Worship is when in our life and in our actions, we are ascribing worth to God. In other words, we are showing in everything that we do that he is of value, that he is important to us. See, so many of us in our spiritual life, we kind of put it on autopilot sometimes. And we're all probably been guilty of that. We just do certain things thinking, well, these are just the things I'm supposed to do. But let me ask you, do you really worship him? Is he really important in your life? Really, is he the priority in your life? He ought to be. Not just because he was a babe born in a manger, because he was God who took flesh to die on the cross for our sins. And because he did that, he should be the primary focus in our life. You know, it's sad that he's not even the primary focus of Christmas anymore. You go to some places and they're afraid to say Merry Christmas to you. It's Happy Holidays because we don't want to offend anybody. Well, last time I checked, when we celebrate Christmas, we're celebrating somebody's specific birthday, Jesus Christ. So I think it's okay to say Merry Christmas. But does he have the priority in our life? Do we worship him? Next, they responded by following after him. Bible tells us they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. They followed that star to get to Jesus Christ. They wanted to be with him. They followed the pattern that they should. How do we follow the pattern if we're going to be where Jesus Christ is and where Jesus Christ wants us to be? Well, we have to follow him by finding out how we're supposed to follow him in his word. See, sometimes people say, I have my own little agreement with God. This is just kind of what I do. And that's fine as long as it's following the principles of God's word. You see, when we follow God, God's way, not our own way. And we do exactly what he tells us to do, even if that costs something. Do you know, in our time and day, it doesn't cost us anything to follow Jesus Christ. It really doesn't. Now, I think in our country, it's starting to stray down that path to where eventually, if things don't get into check, that it might cost us something. But there are countries where it does cause people. I read an article about a pastor recently in China, and he was just arrested simply for having church, following his faith. Some of us may have saw the little declaration. They're probably the best known Chinese home, what they call a home church. They meet in homes because they have to kind of meet. They're not the registered church. And China is cracking down now on Christianity, destroying churches, trying to weed out Christians. By the way, it's illegal for anybody under the age of 18 to even go to church in China. But they arrested this man, and he gave this little declaration, and it was good. In the declaration, he basically said, I am not standing up to try to change the politics of my country. I'm standing up because I want to be able to follow, really, my Savior, Jesus Christ. And he was willing to go to jail, and many of the people in his congregation are going to jail. You know, it doesn't cost us anything to follow him. But I wonder this, if it did cost us to follow him, would we do it? If we wouldn't follow him in good times, I'm pretty sure we wouldn't follow him in bad times. Also, they responded in joyfulness to him. Like verse 10, and when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. You know, if you read the Christmas story and the other ones in Luke, it talks a lot about joy. Christmas is a joyous time for people. People are a little happier, especially over the next few days. They're a little bit nicer to each other because of the time of year, and they get to spend time with family, and they're given presents, and they get time off from work, and all those things. And there is nothing wrong with that at all. But you know what the neat thing is? We don't need the calendar to bump around to December for us to have joy because of Christ. Do you know Jesus can give us joy in January through November? If the only time we're going to be happy is because we have a time to shop and buy presents and eat the food and be with the family, then we're missing out on all those other weeks where we can have the joy of Jesus Christ. The joy of Jesus Christ should not be confined to a singular day each year or even a singular time period. We can have joy simply because we know him as our Savior. You know, many years ago, I was at work, and when I was in Bible college, I worked at a cup company, and there was a group of, and it was kind of a, we all had to take breaks together. It was a 24-hour operation, so it was rotating breaks. You'd be in the break room, and you'd see certain people, and they'd be criticizing each other, and there was a bunch of nonsense going on. But I remember that last day before they would let us off for our Christmas break. We were the last shift. We were the midnight shift. And so around along 3 in the morning, we would start winding down. And there was really nothing to do the last 3 hours. They had a big party. And I'm seeing all these ladies together. And they're over here singing Christmas songs together and laughing. And I'm thinking, I was in the break room with those ladies. I know they were not doing that 3 weeks ago. But they were all happy now because it was Christmas time. And I thought, you know, man, we can have that kind of joy and that kind of unity all year long because we know Jesus Christ. So what's the point tonight? How are we responding to Christmas? Is this just going to be something where the calendar rolls around and we get past Christmas and we get past New Year and January 2nd rolls around and everything goes back to how it used to be? No. Jesus Christ is with us all year long. And let's have the proper response to him. Let's stand together this evening, and I will pray, and I will dismiss us in prayer. I hope you have a great Christmas.